This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Typhoon Sayola has made landfall in southern China after nearly 900,000 people moved to safety in most of Hong Kong and other parts of coastal southern China, suspended business, transport, and classes. Russia has deployed its new generation of ICBMs, the latest from Associated Press reporter Lisa Dwyer.
The head of Russia's space agency says that Russia has deployed an advanced intercontinental ballistic missile that President Vladimir Putin once said will make Russia's enemies think twice. According to Russian news agencies, Russia has placed Sarmat missiles on combat duty. The Sarmat was first announced in 2018. The silo-based missile, capable of carrying multiple nuclear warheads, is intended to replace the R-36 ICBMs that are known by the NATO reporting name of Satan. The Sarmat reportedly has a short initial launch phase, allowing little time for surveillance systems to track it. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The first day of school in Ukraine, and the first time in a long time that it was held taking place there, not online.
Taliban family's school in Kyiv is now equipped with a proper bomb shelter. Ukrainian government says 84% of Ukrainian schools now have them. In the city of Kharkiv, this school has actually been built into what used to be a Soviet-era subway station to protect against the bombs. It only takes about a minute for a missile launched from Russia to reach the city. Maria Doliban says it's been especially hard for her son. They fled as refugees to Greece earlier in the war, but he struggled in school there because he couldn't understand the language.
That's Reuters' Matthew Labertonda reporting. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Earlier this week, the White House announced that President Biden will visit Vietnam as he seeks to strengthen U.S.-Vietnam relations. The Associated Press talked with Yun Song, director of the China program at the Stimson Center, and says Vietnam, despite taking the meeting, is still playing a delicate balancing act.
The general secretary of the Vietnamese Communist Party came out to say that while China is always going to be the priority of Vietnam, and this statement was made right after White House announced that Biden is going to visit Vietnam. So you could see that Vietnam is very carefully calibrating its relationship with both Washington and Beijing in order to maintain its balanced approach.
The meeting is scheduled for President Biden's trip back from the G20 meeting. And the U.S. city of El Paso, which is on the U.S.-Mexico border, there was a demonstration by people protesting what they call the militarization at the border. Carlo Marentes is director for the Center for Agriculture Workers at the border.
We feel that Operation Lone Star is a war against poor people, and it affects deeply our community, our border community. It creates divisions. It creates a lot of violence against migrants and their families. So we are here demanding the stop to Operation Lone Star.
There's been another police shooting of an unarmed black person in the United States, a young pregnant woman in the U.S. state of Ohio. And according to the Associated Press reporter Jackie Quinn, her family is calling for officers involved to be criminally charged.
Blendon Township has released the police body cam video into last week's deadly shooting of 21-year-old Takiyah Young. Accused of shoplifting,
get out of the car.
Police approach her vehicle and tell her to get out, but instead she starts driving away. Police alleged she was driving toward an officer in front of her car, who then opened fire through the windshield. The family's lawyer calls it a gross misuse of power and authority and says this could have ended peacefully. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A one-time leader in the Proud Boys far-right extremist group has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for his role in the January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol, tying the record for the longest sentence in the attack. Ethan Nordine was one of several members convicted of spearheading an attack on the U.S. Capitol. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.